It's time to recap Redlow County Commissioners' final meeting for the month of February in our studios. County Commissioner Ted Gantz, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
We're just both talking about how this is such relief from all this cold, and boy, you're out with your job and everything.
Yes.
It was tough last week, wasn't it?
It was. That sub-zero temps were just tough on everybody. I mean, it's tough on the human body, all the equipment, all the livestock, everything. And so, yeah, I'm glad to see that we get a little warm up and hopefully we get some moisture behind this a little bit. It'd be nice. We're definitely behind in that category. But, yeah, the warm up is definitely a welcome deal. You bet.
We'll take it. All right. Kind of a light agenda yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, not as much stuff on the agenda sometimes, but that's all right, too. Mm-hmm. You bet.
Let's get to the agenda. Review accounts, payroll claims.
Yeah, we a little bit of a change up. Yeah. We started the meeting at 8:30 yesterday, and we're going to do that going forward. That gives us a little opportunity. We'll call the meeting to order, and we'll sit there for about a half hour looking through bills and claims, and gives us more time to look through stuff and get organized and get set. But the meeting is in full swing at that point, but we're just going to be reviewing accounts payable. So we reviewed those from 8:30 to 9 o'clock. Then at 9 o'clock, we, like before, we did citizens' comments, which nobody was present for yesterday, Rich. And then I recessed the Board of Commissioners meeting at about 9:14, and we moved into the Board of Equalization meeting. We heard from Lori Stevens on some applications for tax exemptions. There was 5 new applications. The groups there nonprofit, charitable, religious, those are the ones that would fall in that category of those tax exemptions for personal and property tax. Those 5 places were Community Hospital, the Willow Christian Church, the Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Services, Community Action Partnership, and Kinship Point. So those are the 5 new applications we received for tax exemption status. We reviewed all those applications, and we approved all 5 of those, Rich. That took about 15 to 20 minutes, and then we reconvened the Board of Commissioners meeting. We spoke with Sheriff Kevin Darling about purchasing vehicles for the law enforcement through the law enforcement auction. So our purchasing act with the county requires that you have formal bidding if the price is now over $70,000. They've changed the numbers, with Kevin Sheriff Darling wanted to look at vehicles, used vehicles. There's some really good deals with auto auctions for law enforcement vehicles, and unfortunately, when you're doing an auction type situation, it doesn't allow for him to gather bids and come back to the Board of Commissioners for approval on those bids. So with the Purchasing Act, you can declare an emergency purchase if it's going to save the county money. And in this case, where Kevin's shopping for a good deal at a cheaper price than maybe new, we gave him that. We voted to give him the latitude to look for a used vehicle. You bet. Some other stuff on the horizon with the Sheriff's Department is looks like we'll be increasing our staff, so that's a definite thumbs up, and so that's good to see that things are coming together with that. Mm-hmm. And we'll have some officers in the Red Willow County area, and we're slim. State Patrol is real slim, and so it's good to have law enforcement around. You bet. Then we talked with the clerk, Penny Cooper, about some courthouse safety issues. This was primarily comes up with snow removal. These snows were kind of a tough one because you would push snow and then it'd snow again, and you know how that works. And so we discussed some options there, and I think we've got it all figured out and coordinated how we're going to do that. Yep, so we got those issues worked through on snow removal. Then we discussed membership for County Fair Board. This come on the back of some of our earlier discussions, and then some statute review, Nebraska Statute 2-224. This was a statute that I had not researched or looked into, but subsequently have. And what we found is that the statute only allows for 2 members from a municipality, a precinct, and so forth on the fair board. And in this case, we inadvertently have 3 from the city limits of McCook. So we discussed with Giles. Giles was present yesterday. And we discussed what we're going to do going forward. And so they're having a meeting on the first Wednesday of the month on the 5th of March. And so we'll discuss, we'll probably have to replace that one board member. So there would be a vacancy for the Fair Board at that time. So we discussed through that, and then there'll be more information coming on that at a later date. But that's kind of what we discussed, and you bet.
Then consent agenda correspondence and a couple of reports as well.
Yeah, we had two items on the consent agenda. One was approved minutes from the previous board, two board meetings, and then also the Board of Equalization meetings. And then item number two on the consent agenda was approved accounts payable and payroll claims in the amount of $457,652.58. Again, that was a relatively large claim because we are also having the payroll this go around. Mm-hmm. So we approved both the consent agenda items, Rich. You bet.
And then correspondence, had a couple there too?
Yep, we had item number one was Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy approved permit for Ruggles Farms. This was a permit for Ruggles Farms / Hoxwell Farms. It reiterated that there was going to be a 2,100 head capacity and then a holding pond. And so anytime you're going to do an LFO or livestock feeding operation and so forth, you have to go through all the proper red tape of Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy gets involved and looks at your setup and makes sure that you don't have issues with runoff and so forth. And so we received that correspondence from them. Then also item number two was Figgins Construction offer of services. This comes largely on the back of the armor coat projects that we'll be doing this summer. And so Figgins a lot of times will send out just information, kind of giving us an update on who their personnel is and who their contact is if we're looking to reach out to them for their services. Item number three was NIRMA Workman's Comp personnel update. This just came back from NIRMA, our property and casualty or property insurance provider, just some retirements and new hires and some shifting around that they're doing within their group. Yep, you bet. And that completed the correspondence portion of the meeting, Rich.
And last but not least, the reports.
Yep, we had a couple reports, one being the clerk's monthly revenue report, which the clerk collected $6,412.75. And then the second report was from Miller & Associates, the road, street, highway budget report. And this is a lot of our road maintenance workers keep track of their hours and their use of oil and so forth and their mileage on the vehicles and we submit all this stuff to Miller & Associates, and then it gives us road and bridge buyback funds for us to utilize for the road projects and for bridge stuff. And so they gave us a report on that. And that pretty well wrapped it up. We adjourned at 10:27 yesterday, so about an hour and a half meeting. So, well, yeah, with our new time, I guess it was 2-hour meeting, mm-hmm. starting at 8:30.
And that goes from now on, 8:30 start time,
8:30
right?
Start time. But for that, and anybody's welcome to show up at 8:30. Yep. We're just going to sit there, and I usually get all my papers collected and organized, and we look through invoices and that sort of thing. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll start with citizens' comments. You bet.
We're into the month of March. Next meeting coming up on the 10th.
On the 10th of March. You bet, Rich. It's the months are clicking by. I'm going to have a senior that's going to be graduating. It's hard to believe that this stuff is just going pretty fast. But
March, April, May.
I know. It's right around the corner. Yeah. I got to get that party planned. You bet.
Once again, and the county commissioners, again, like you just mentioned, you can stop by and visit and sit in the meetings anytime.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage it. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, stop by. Our numbers are on the county's website. If you have anything, you bet. Give us a call.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Rich.